Hello?
This is Walt?
Yes.
Walt, listen, this here is Roy D. Mercer. I'm with the Texas Park and Wildlife Department. You doing all right today?
Doing just fine.
Is this a Heppner that lives off in Hollister, California?
That's it.
Union Road? All right, listen. We have oversold a number of hunting licenses that has been allocated to out-of-state hunters.
Okay.
And we had to cross-check on them things and listen to people that have been convicted of game and wildlife violations.
Okay.
And your name come up on the list, and we shouldn't have sent you the daggum license to hunt in Texas. So I need to get that back from you.
You need to get my hunting license back.
From, the state of Texas, and get it back from you there. So you ain't supposed to be hunting in Texas since you had a violation down there.
I've had a violation in Texas?
You had a violation in California is what my information shows. Something about a pig?
I couldn't begin to tell you.
Is that correct?
Oh, man. What year was that?
I've got the year back in here, but I don't know. Is that you, though? Do you have a violation in California?
Oh, maybe many years ago, but that should be off the record by now.
It ain't off the record. It's on the record, and you ain't supposed to have a hunting license, so I need to get you to just put it in the mail and mail it back to us, and don't plan any hunting trips down to Texas.
Oh, I can do that from now on. Who is this again?
This is Roy Mercer with the Texas Park and Wildlife Department.
Roy, what's your last name?
Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R.
Roy Mercer.
Did you bag anything? Somebody was telling me that y'all had been off on a hunting trip, because I called the house.
Well, you know, Roy, I don't know what to tell you, but...
What you need to tell me is you're going to put the hunting license back in the mail, and if you've been hunting in Texas, you need to tell me now.
Well, Roy, I've been in Texas probably for the last week, but you know what? I don't know who you are, and I don't know if you're any Department of Fish and Wildlife game officer or not at this point in time.
You calling me a liar? You think
I'm not calling you a liar. I don't know who you are.
Well, who I am is a fella that's getting ready to get that hunting license back from you, or I'm going to whoop your ass.
Well, how are you going to get my hunting license back from me?
Well, I'll find out where you are. I'll have the police come down there and get it away from you.
How big is Texas?
How big a boy are you?
Let's put it this way. I'm about 6'9". I'm about 350 pounds.
That don't make me any difference. I'll be on you like a Wolverine on a waffle. I got your address.
Oh, yeah, okay. You want you to come and find me. When you come find me, look me up and we'll have a beer. How's that?
No, we ain't going to have a beer. Have you been hunting in Texas?
I've been hunting in Texas.
Well, then there'd be a fine involved then.
No way there's going to be a fine involved. You got to get your story right. I got a tag that was issued to me from the Department of Fish and Game. And
well, it was wrong. It was done wrong. It was done. And
well,
we had too many.
That's your guys' problem.
No, it's your problem now that you've been hunting on it.
No, it's not.
It is.
Come on, let's get serious here.
I am getting serious.
You guys gave me the tag.
There's a $300
fine. $300
fine? That's exactly right. And if you're still in Texas, I tell you what, we'll have a highway patrol set out for you.
Well, why don't you do that?
Well, I tell you what, you ain't going to like it because I won't be on you like baby crap on corduroy.
Baby crap on corduroy. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Well, you're getting ready to feel it.
I
need $300 and that license.
Well, you better reach to the phone and grab it out of my hip pocket then.
So you're just being a smartass on top of that.
Well, you're being a smartass.
You're being a smartass. I put a pop knot on your head big enough to need a separate ticket for the movies.
Oh, that's a good one.
It ain't going to be a good one. Did you kill anything while you was here?
Well, you know what? At this point in time, why should I tell you that? You're just going to charge me another $300.
That is going to be worse if we find out you've been lying and you killed something down here that you weren't supposed to.
Uh-huh. I killed nothing. I didn't hit anything.
Well, I guarantee you, I'll talk to some of them other boys that you're with there, and we'll come up with the truth of the matter.
Oh, really, huh? And how are you going to do that?
I'll talk to them other boys.
And who's the other boys?
Well, whoever answered that phone.
Well, why don't you name who it is?
I tell you what, why don't you just put down a check for $300 and send it to the Texas Park and Wildlife Department in care of Roy D. Mercer, and I'll forget the whole damn thing. Otherwise, I'm going to be on you like grape juice on an Easter dress.
Grape juice on an Easter dress. That's good. I like that one, too.
I tell you what.
Isn't that like stink on shit?
You could get down there and maybe have
you're
some whatever.
You're pretty bad, partner.
Now, I tell you what, your mouth is running off pretty good.
My mouth is running off.
Yeah, you got corn and peanuts coming out there with it.
Yeah, corn and peanuts. I like that.
I tell you what, you can drop it off by Randy, Joe, and Dion's taxidermy.
that who it is.
And get yeah. Are they there with you?
Yeah, they are.
Are they rolling over right now?
They're all smiling at me.
God.
Oh, you guys almost had me.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I'll get you by the guy out here there on I-40 with a daggum highway patrol car, and we'll wait on your ass.
Yeah, I bet you guys at that
I was getting ready to strap you to the hood in my car.
I got to tell you, man, Randy has sent us about a 5-6-page email and has been plotting this for about the last month.
Oh, he has.
Oh, yeah. We've been trying to get a hold of you before you left, actually, on the trip.
You guys caught me about 3 minutes before we were walking out the door.
Timing is everything.
Absolutely.
So Walt, he said it's a little bit of a payback thing. Is that true?
You know, this motherfucker put a bumper sticker on my truck, and I ain't got to travel 2.5 hours home and says, I'd love
What'd you do to him?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out. I got to get something back at him now.
I think he just thought you supported the vice president. What did you hunt? What did you hunt and kill down there, Walt?
You know, I don't know if I should tell you guys.
You probably better not.